This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV experience with Jennifer Horn at the helm of her brain and her being. Victoria Keelan is at the helm of her brain and her being. Kara Schillen is at the helm of her brain and her being. And certainly you know that I, Doug Steffen, am at the helm of my brain and my being here on display every day for years and years and years and years. And so my brain is still working. Everything else about me is still working. Ain't that grand? No, I'm feeling a bit silly today. It's Tuesday, and we're one-tenth of the way through the month. Hooray! Jennifer?
Yes.
What do you have that's trending?
Well, got to talk about the FBI raid at Trump's lawyer's office, Michael Cohen's office. Yesterday, the big story was that the FBI went in and raided the office at Trump Tower of Michael Cohen, also his private office at Rockefeller Center, his home that is currently being built, and the hotel room in which he is staying. And the FBI went in, and people are wondering why. Is this part of the Mueller investigation? Is this? There's just a lot of questions as to what this is all about. And so as best as I can figure it, it seems that Robert Mueller and his investigative team came across evidence or questions about Michael Cohen, and I think we can speculate the $130,000 payment that he made to the porn star Stormy Daniels to quiet her for their alleged or her alleged affair with Donald Trump. Now, Mueller is
why
not
is that
pursuing.
The FBI's business?
Exactly. Well, why is it Robert Mueller's business when he's supposed to be investigating Russia? But the answer is that there is no limitation to Mueller, and there should have been when the investigation
was any scandal
originally started.
So this
but
is
this
a good
is
reason
about
to fire
election
him.
Fraud, though. That's not
right.
About Russia.
Stormy
well,
Daniels?
Yeah.
Is election fraud?
Yeah, because exactly. So yeah. here's where the story continues. So Mueller takes it to Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general and the one who's in charge of Russia because Jeff Sessions recused himself. And Rod Rosenstein said, okay, well, thanks for this tip, Bob Mueller. I'm going to take this to the courts. I'm going to take him to New York. And I'm going to recommend that they don't just ask Michael Cohen to turn over records. No, we want to raid Michael Cohen. So this judge in New York City said, yes, there's enough evidence that could suggest Michael Cohen could be guilty of something, some sort of financial crime, whether it's an election fraud or not. They want to investigate this. Most likely it's actually bank fraud. The election stuff is actually pretty minor as far as charges go, surprisingly, whether that should be or not. So this judge issues the FBI raid. The FBI goes in, raids all of these locations of Michael Cohen, and so now we try to figure out what this all means. Well, it seems that they're going to be looking into, I think most likely, the fact that he may have falsified bank documents, because Michael Cohen himself has come out and said that he refinanced his house to pay off Stormy Daniels. And when you do a refinance or take out any bank loan,
what the hell has that to do with the election?
Well, when you take out any bank loan, you have to say what you're going to use the money for. So if he wrote on his bank form, I was going to add a bedroom on, they're going to get him for bank fraud. And that's most likely the scenario here. Now, once they get him, then they're going to try to squeeze him and see if they can get anything out of him regarding Russia.
This is sick.
Well, no, but Doug, it's not, though. And on the other end of it, there's also other things that they're looking into that Michael Cohen may, possibly without Trump's knowledge, was using Trump's name to get campaign donations and selling appearances with Trump. There's a 20-minute video conference that Trump did while he was campaigning that they're also looking into, and I forget, it's some foreign national guy who paid a lot of money.
Ukraine.
But you know how
Ukraine, yeah.
That's
realize,
the kind of stuff that they're looking
but
into.
But that kind of stuff has been going. I was told Lloyd Benson was a senator from Texas 30 years ago.
I remember it.
And I wanted to have I wanted to get him when I was doing this was the beginning of the Good Day program. I was interviewing a lot of political people, and I wanted to have a sit down with him. And I was told I got a call from his campaign director who said to me, if you want to have breakfast and interview Lloyd Benson, it'll cost you $10,000.
Yep.
How the hell is that any different than...
Same thing happened to my dad with John Kerry.
Why does it make a difference? I mean, this is just damnable. I have no love for Donald Trump or anything that's going on in Washington. But this is so selective, so specious, and the taxpayer, as we get ready to have all of our money from that's due by next Tuesday, these goddamn witch hunts. It really is. Sorry. This so infuriates me. How it is that you and I have to put up with this. This is political chicanery at its worst. And it was done, we've investigated
Clinton,
that, people.
That cost $100 million to figure out he hooked up with an intern. I mean,
right.
Come on. That's,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Enough already. And it's time we put a stop to it. It's time we put a stop to a lot of things. The malfeasance of government. We only seem to think about it when we got to pay through the nose. For a tax, it's like spending 730, whatever it was. How much was that new flat top, Jennifer? The new aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford. How much did that cost?
I have no idea.
Hundreds of, it may have been $1 billion or something. I don't know.
Gee.
Whatever it was, in an era when most of the war is going to be fought on computers, to spend that kind of dough on something like that is a crime.
Trump is, as you mentioned, saying witch hunt. He has said witch hunt. He spoke about this out loud to White House press pool reporters and said that this is just a strike against our democracy. He's also a little ticked at Jeff Sessions for recusing himself. He feels like Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller are just, they have it out for him. And, you know,
so why doesn't he just fire them all?
Because then if you fire him, you deal with the political backlash from the left saying, you know.
If there's really nothing, then No, that's not the answer. There has to be some accountability.
There should have been.
I want an accountability for Mario Rubio, or Marco Rubio, and his $3.1 million bribe from the NRA.
I think
or
a
all
lot
of these
people
other
would
special,
like that.
All of the drug companies and Monsanto and everybody else who's polluting our system, literally and figuratively.
So how do we start
that? I want an
that?
Accounting of that.
Right, but how do we start that? Where do we even begin?
Not with a guy who spent $130 to pay off some prostitute. That is nothing to that. It's the same old story. They can't get you for what you did that was wrong. They can only get you for lying about something else. And it's a sick system.
And the truth is, it's never going to come back to Trump. This is the way that it's going to stick with Michael Cohen and all these people that think that this means the end of Trump.
I used to have a lot of respect for Mueller. I have none for him now.
It seems a bit ridiculous. There should have been. For me, the problem goes back to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, should have given him. Well, he's the one that's in charge of the investigation. And when you hire someone, you tell them what the scope is. The fact that you're investigating people all throughout history. We commit felonies every day with all of us do, sadly, with taxes and with all these things that we don't even think twice about. And do you want someone going in scrutinizing everything that you've done? Right. All right. Also trending today, a couple of other quickies. There's a big focus on the southern border and the National Guard being deployed. So far, New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona have sent some troops to the National Guard. And people are wondering what they're going to do because these guys will not be armed. They will be there as a little backbone, a little help enforcing what the Border Patrol is doing. They will fly drones. They'll gather intel. And they will even be asked to clear brush so that it's an easier stretch. So that people can actually see who is coming across the border. So that's what they will be doing. And
I think that's a perfect use for drones, honestly, for border patrol and things like that. They're inexpensive. You pay for them, you know, they're free to operate. So I think that's a good use for drones.
Yeah,
and then
today,
little mix-up in Milwaukee. Don't know if you guys saw this, but a Milwaukee TV reporter is facing possible felony charges after police say he punched another reporter during a personal argument at the Brewers game on Friday. His name is AJ Byatapur. He works for WITI-TV, that's Channel 6 in the area, and he was arrested on charges of substantial battery. The matter is set for review by prosecutors who will consider whether or not to file formal charges against him. He was booked and released on bail from the Milwaukee County Jail. The incident was first reported by FTV Live, a website that follows TV news industry. It cited a Milwaukee police report that said he had been critical of his colleague, Madeline Anderson, and her boyfriend, Ben Jordan, who is also a reporter for Channel 4 in Milwaukee. He stepped up to defend his girlfriend, and that just escalated into an argument that caused significant injury, according to the report.
It's going back to the high school.
Classy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Jennifer, I want to know, actually from all of you, what you think if there's a bombing of Syria, and that's being discussed apparently quite seriously, can it be done without Congress's approval?
Well, it was done before. I think we,
well,
we did bomb Syria.
That doesn't mean it was right before. Yeah.
Actually, maybe it did have congressional approval, too. I can't remember. But back, remember, as President Trump was first elected, he was having dinner with President Xi from China. And there was that air strike on Syria. You know, whether or not it needs congressional approval, we'd have to ask bigger thinkers than me. I don't think you have to declare. I don't think you need to have congressional approval unless you declare war. I am all for an airstrike. I think that they need to strike the regime of Assad, not in an attempt for regime change, but in an attempt to take out his resources so he stops gassing people.
Yeah, I just blow him
such
up too.
Such a mess.
Yep, 18 past the hour. If you're tired of writing checks every month for your timeshare, checks big enough to buy a car or something else that you could use much more to your liking than the timeshare, you've had enough of it. You don't want it anymore. So if you need a way out of that contract that you signed, maybe you didn't under right auspices, maybe you were hoodwinked, who knows. But at this point, you're tired of the timeshare. There are millions of people who have these things, and they're just not interested anymore. And there's a way of getting out. It's a legal nightmare, but Resort Release can untangle the nightmare and get you out. If you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind that you have, these are the people to call at 888-277-7245. A-plus from the Better Business Bureau. It's Resort Release. Ready to leave the timeshare that you have no use for anymore, you want to swap it, whatever it is, this is a way to legally terminate your timeshare contract. Resort Release gives you 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't if you don't get out of the contract, you don't have to pay them anything. They have a really good, strong track record. So if you're in this circumstance and you want to change it, call 888-277-7245. That's the name is obviously indicating what it does. Resort Release. Get out of the timeshare. 888-277-7245.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. The DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I, with an interest in Kate Hudson, who surprised her fans by revealing that she's expecting a baby with her boyfriend, Danny Fujikawa. Is that his name?
Maybe close Fujikawa.
To it. Him too. She's 38, started dating this guy in December of 2016 after meeting him 15 years ago. She has two sons from previous relationships, Ryder Russell. The ex-husband is Chris Robinson, father of Ryder. And Bingham, who's six, whose father is Matthew Bellamy, who is her ex-fiancé. She made the announcement on Instagram, posting a video of herself and her two sons holding a balloon filled with confetti. They did a countdown before popping the balloons to reveal the color of the confetti, which turned out to be pink. She didn't know the gender until the pink confetti went flying. She was seen jumping up and down with excitement. Says she's got two boys, now she'll have a girl. Surprise, she wrote. If you wondered why I've been so absent on my social channels, yeah, that I've been worrying about that. Have you guys been? I've
well,
been
her wondering, fans, where the heck she's got a pretty strong fan base.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, so she's having a baby. And I think she's actually quite cute, if that's the right
she's
word.
She's awesome. Yeah. Everything that you think about her, I've interviewed her a few times, is exactly how she is in person. She is yeah. so cool and yeah. so laid back and not like no pretense whatsoever, just such a great person.
You know the nice. Interesting thing that I was wondering? So she is like in charge of the whole Fabletics line, and yeah. I love all of their leggings. I buy them all for working out. And now that she's pregnant, I wonder if she'll release maternity stuff through them. I
yeah,
think that
right.
would be a pretty
she
cool
might.
Idea.
Yeah.
All right, next up at 25 after the hour, a focus on music news. Lindsey Buckingham, who's the guitarist that's been with Fleetwood Mac for since the beginning. How long is Lindsey Buckingham? Is it it's been
Lindsey
sort of been in and out?
Stevie Nicks thing, joined in 75, I think.
Is that it?
74,
yeah.
75?
Yeah.
75.
So, well, Fleetwood Mac is supposed to be on the road this year with Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Neil Finn of Crowded House. They're going to replace Buckingham. The band confirmed that Buckingham will not be performing with the band on this tour. The band wishes him all the best. So what does that translate to? You're
fired?
You know,
this is... Rolling Stone is reporting that Lindsey Buckingham was fired from the band.
Why?
And
what's
saying
the problem?
Because they disagreed over the plans for the next tour.
Oh.
And so... I don't know, but then Mick Fleetwood, you know, he kind of smooths things over and says, oh, well, Fleetwood Mac has always been this kind of working group and everything changes. You know, I think he's probably trying to mitigate some of the damage, but losing Lindsey Buckingham, to me, I've seen them live with him and Stevie, that's a huge loss. Because only is he one of the best guitar players in the world, he sings so many of their hit songs.
He fits into Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Sort of part of the story of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, the other weird thing is, didn't they delete pictures of him, like, off of their social media pages?
They photoshopped him out from their Facebook page.
Something else going on.
Yeah, which is what makes me think that he got fired for some reason. You don't photoshop somebody out because they decided to leave. I don't know.
Other music news, Paul Simon's Graceland is going to get a dance remix treatment. 11 dance music artists and disc jockeys reworking songs from Paul Simon's classic Graceland for the remix album Graceland The Remixes. What a clever name!
What a name!
Wow!
Oh, let's hear some of it.
All right, what do we have? Is this the Boys in the Bubble?
This one is the Graceland remix. It sounds like something Doug's going to be listening to in his spare time.
Wow. Paul Simon approved of this, too.
So they just took
this
his...
This is terrible.
I know. That's terrible.
It is bad. Yeah. So what does the Boy in the Bubble sound like? How does that mix or remix? You got that, Karen? Same stuff. Who thinks this is good? This is an atrocity.
I'm just wondering what the overlap is.
What about You Can Call Me Al?
We don't have the remix for that. They haven't released that one yet, but I just don't know what the overlap is between Paul Simon fans and EDM fans. I don't know who's going to be listening to this and love it.
Yeah.
I ain't going for that. 28 past the hour here on the DJB show.
In today's automotive news, at a press conference in Detroit at the Ford headquarters, Ford told the press their new cars will be able to interact with their environment. Key vehicle software will be updated over the air and not just software for their Sync 3 system. 3D printing will play a very important part of Ford's future using lots of robots, and Ford is investing $4 billion in cost savings. Ford is developing new partnerships in China with electric vehicles and new partners in India. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Four at the hour now on today's DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilliner here along with you to focus on things that make, well, depending on where you're coming from, it make a difference. I try to pick and choose, and so do the ladies who are here. So something that's important to all of us, and perhaps to you as well, if you have not any consideration of this, it's National Equal Pay Day, and the focus is on the gap between what men make and what women make. And in some circumstances, Victoria, it's not a gap, it's a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
So why this today? This maybe ought to be something we talk about every day or with regularity. So what's the story? Why today?
Well, I don't know specifically why they've named April 9th or April 10th as the day that
they celebrate this, but this is a day where you'll probably notice a lot of women in the workforce wearing red. That's the color that is that kind of goes along with this recognition.
Green is for prosperity. Red means you're in the red. That means you're losing money. Anybody who keeps, you know, I always write Victoria's check, Kara's check, always is in green ink, because that's for prosperity.
I thought it was just because you couldn't find another pen, but no, I didn't realize it was deliberate.
I never use red ink for anything because of what it stands for. Red ink means you're losing.
Yep.
You've lost. All right, so anyway.
That's actually, you know, I didn't even think about that significance of the color red with this equal pay
red
day.
Ink. Hello, yeah. Duh. Yeah.
Well, there is some not so great news in just in time for Equal Pay Day. Apparently, this has kind of slipped under the radar, as so many things tend to do. Last week, President Trump overturned the Fair Pay Order, which was an executive order that President Obama had signed, which basically forced companies that have government contracts to disclose the gender pay gap so that everyone working for a company that has any type of government contract has to report, have total transparency with what they're paying men and women.
Okay, so here's where I go off the rails with this. The fact that it was something that requires you to see what the difference is, that doesn't do anything. If you're going to require something, require that if you have a government contract, women get paid the same as men.
That is. Right.
No, that's not what I heard you say.
Well, there's a lot of parts to this, but it means that the records are public and that the companies have to prove that they pay men and women equally. So, like, Google came under fire for this last year because they had claimed that they were doing it, and then it turns out that they weren't being honest with their transparency and things like that. So this has been overturned now, and this, for me, has absolutely, it makes no sense other than to protect your male cronies. This is disgusting that this happened. The other part of this that is now overturned in the Fair Pay Order is that everyone has to have forced arbitration. You cannot sue the company anymore. And what that does is, if you have a woman who is suing the company for sexual harassment, it cannot be made public. It has to be dealt with in-house. So that's basically silencing victims and making sure that women don't have to be paid equally anymore. What's the point in 2018 of reversing something that just made sense?
Do you know what else really bugs me? The fact that under the circumstance, the federal government requires that the companies that bid on work, whatever it is, have to either be union or pay union wages. The wages have to be, you may not belong to the union, but the union wages have to be paid. So until you just clarify the last part of that, Victoria, what I was thinking in the back of my mind, and you helped me a little bit, the outrage of going along with union rules for pay, but not paying equally to women. Think about the message that sends. And I bet you that there are some loopholes in there somewhere around, you know, there's too many loopholes or too many ways of screwing around with pay and taking care of your pals, no matter whether it's on the national level, the regional level, local level. This is a very,
this is
crooked.
This is literally, it's completely crooked, and it reeks of self-interest, and to me, it's like, we talk about the hashtag MeToo movement and the hashtag Time's Up movement. Well, the MeToo movement is victims of sexual assault and harassment, and then the Time's Up movement is people, women and men, fighting for equal pay in the workforce. With one stroke of a signature, President Trump has wiped out both of those things. How a woman can support this man, the mind reels.
Well, it is, there are a lot of, you can ask that question about a lot of people, how you can support, I mean, you can come up with Democrats, Republicans, people that are president, people that are governors, there's just so much hypocrisy through the whole system. All right, so you pointed out one area that needed to be pointed out. Here's another, this is something that those of us who use American Airlines, I found the other day coming through the airport, I'm going into the toilet, and I'm thinking, what the hell is this? I'm going back east this afternoon, so I'll find the same. This is a pilot program that started last week, or actually I think it's in full force today, LAX, Los Angeles Express Airport, that's what LAX stands for, will showcase technology that uses overhead lights to signal if a bathroom stall is occupied. You know how you go into the malls and they have the red light and the green light on the... That's big out here. I don't know if it is anywhere else. But you go into any mall here and they have lights on the ceiling that tell you where there's an empty parking space. So this is just an outgrowth of that. It's so typically California. That's why I love it. If this state is so crazy, can you imagine that somebody put to use a light over restrooms to tell you whether, I mean, just you pull on the door handle. If it's locked, hello?
Well, what if it's, I don't know if guys have this problem as much. I feel like I've had this problem plenty of times in stadiums or anywhere where there's a lot of different toilets. The toilets don't get used, probably, because otherwise you have to go and look under, like, 20 stalls on one side and 20 on the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you find one that's open and then it turns out, oh, the reason it's unused is because the lock doesn't work, but you really have to pee, so you go in and then you have to hold the door with your foot. So I don't know. I kind of understand why it's easier when there's lights overhead, then you don't have to go through all of that process just to try and find a toilet, or you don't have to have someone push the door open on you when you're sitting there and using it.
Okay. So let's listen to the local news media has been having fun with this. Here are a couple of cuts from a nightly newscast.
We've all been there. The struggle to find which public bathroom stall is available and the accidents in between. Now a local company is hoping it's found the solution to those awkward moments and long lines with something called tush lights. Moda Systems CEO Alan Clevens came up with this idea years ago. LAX is just the latest venue to test it out.
Tush lights.
I like the name, though.
So the light doesn't get activated until you sit down?
No, you lock it. So there are special locks on the door that when you lock it, it's connected to the, well, the CEO explains it if you want to listen.
Go ahead.
So we install these locks, and it speaks wirelessly to the indicator light on the top of the ceiling, and it shows red to green or green to red to show if the stall is available or occupied. We also have blue lights, as you can see behind us, and that's just another step for us to go out and say, hey, guys, you know what? These are for ADA, for disabled people, and that's the way it should be used. So those go from blue to red and red to blue.
So basically there's a lock on the door, and when you slide the lock and it closes, then it's connected wirelessly to the light above the toilet, and that's what switches it from red to green, the lock.
So, how's
this
guy?
Not a heat sensor on the toilet.
My name is Alan Clevens, and I am the founder of Tush Lights. Your children
go to school. You know, if you think about it, doesn't this feel so, like, Japanese-y? You know, like it's
feels
got
like California
like,
to me.
It feel, but think about it, like, but think about Tokyo. Doesn't this reeks of, when you see the pictures of these little lights above the doors, the stalls? Like this is it's so Japanese.
Having
so we're just sort of copying them.
Had the benefit of traveling around the world to many different locations over the years. The situation that made me the most uncomfortable was being in China. Where they have no doors,
right?
They have no toilets, and they have no doors.
Ugh.
What you do is you take your pants off, and you sort of stoop down. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my
and that's,
God. No, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Oh, it really is disgusting.
I don't even understand how men use public bathrooms, and they just have to stand there next to each other. I don't understand why that's still a thing. Like, why can't you just put a door?
That's a good question. Around it. Does that ever? I guess there's little divider walls, right? But not always.
Not always.
But not always, right? Sometimes it's like a trough kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Does that bother men?
Doesn't bother me.
I guess if you're used to it,
you're
but that just
it,
seems
guess,
so
yeah.
uncomfortable.
That would be so weird.
I mean, I'm the guy who's from the farm, and when I have to pee, I go to the tree. And
right, but that's different than being lined up next to a bunch of other farmers at the same tree.
That would be a sight.
Right?
That's a visualization.
Well, that's essentially what men do in bathrooms.
Well, but now, this not to put too fine a point on it, when I'm out I'm on the tractor in the field and I'm mowing hay, and I got to pee, and I'm close to a roadway. You know, I stand on the other side of the tractor,
right,
to make sure that nobody sees me pee.
Right.
But yet everybody knows why I'm standing on the other side. Why are we, is that sort of silly? Is that childish that we have to go hide somewhere?
Well, like, it is legal for you to just whip it
but
out.
But why is it illegal? That's the other thing.
Well,
it's not illegal to change Miles' diaper in public. His little wee-wee's hanging out all over the place.
I would say it's a little different, you know, for a baby than a full-grown adult male. Hashtag me too. I don't really want every guy I know to just be whipping it out every time they feel like they have to pee or, you know, they want a little freedom.
Right.
45.
You know. We don't
folks,
need that.
It's called, the company's called Tush Lights. Okay? Tush Lights. 45 past the hour. If you're a business owner and you're using email services from Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or Hotmail, then there's a way to separate yourself, I guess maybe the men from the boys, if you will, in terms of business. Consumers are not really, they're not likely to notice if you are using, you know, a handle like Gmail or Hotmail or whatever it is. But if you have your own special sort of professional email, it'll really help you stand out, especially in a crowd if you're in a business like the plumbing business, for example. If you are joesplumbing.com, nobody pays attention. But if you're joesplumbing.shop, like the plumbing shop, or .tech, or .whatever, there are all kinds of different concoctions you can come up with to separate yourself from the rest of the crowd. It's a business need, it is a promotional need, and it's really kind of a smart thing that doesn't cost a lot of money. You want to figure out how to set it up? Call Easy Email at 844-344-7607. That's 844-344-7607 for Easy Email. Call them. They'll set you up with your own .com, .shop, .tech, whatever it is that you want. Whatever professional email you prefer, you'll get it, and then you'll stand out from the crowd. Easy Email. Our country has provided us with lots of great things over the years, and this is the latest. A U.S. company that will actually handle something for you quickly and inexpensively. That's a great promotional tool. EasyEmail.tech, T-E-C-H, at 844-344-7607. Again, 844-344-7607 to make a difference promoting yourself on the net.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi, it's Flo. And you know what word I don't get? Shampoo. The first half of the word is sham, and the second part you definitely don't want to see in the shower. That's why I made up a neat word. Flotection. The feeling of security you get when your new house is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. I mean, seriously, shampoo? What part of that makes you want to rub it all over your hair?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If I were you, Penguin, I'd call help right now.
When we get through with you, Penguin, you'll be hollering uncle instead of daddy.
Are you bungling Berlinskis? Always sticking your nose in my business. Well, this time I'm going to teach you a lesson.
As long as you're holding classes, Penguin, perhaps you'd include Batgirl, too.
Batgirl?
Batgirl?
Batgirl!
Batgirl? Bats! I'm surrounded by bats!
Wow. What a difference in the tone of that show from the era of Batman and Batgirl and Gotham today, the same storyline basically, but treated a whole lot differently. So Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. That was music and some audio from Batgirl. Why are we playing that, Chucker?
Because Warner Brothers has just hired a screenwriter to come up with a script for a Batgirl movie. Joss Whedon, who directed The Avengers over at Marvel, was attached but bowed out of the project for some sort of creative difference. So they hired this writer, Christina Hudson, who's currently working on a screenplay to Bumblebee, or she wrote the screenplay to Bumblebee, which is a Transformers spin-off movie over at Paramount. So we'll have Wonder Woman, we'll have Captain Marvel, which comes out next summer, starring Brie Larson, who won an Oscar for a movie called A Room, an actress I like a lot. And then hopefully, I hope we'll get a Batgirl movie. I think that'd be pretty cool.
What did you say Bumblebee is? A what kind of movie?
It's a spin-off from the Transformers movies.
Bumblebee is a Transformer?
Yes.
Oh, wasn't that the yellow car or the truck or something? Yeah.
Okay.
So a yellow car turns into a Transformer? Bumblebee? A bee? Looks like a bee?
It was like a little, like a Mustang or something. It was like a hot rod kind of car.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Have you seen any of the Transformers movies?
Are you turning to me?
Yes, Doug. We're asking you.
You talking to me?
I like the first one. That was about it.
Yeah, agreed.
No. But I will say one thing. The director, Michael Bay, has probably pocketed about $1 billion over those directing those Transformers movies as he has a major piece of the back end. So
he's smart. And now that that Mark Wahlberg is associated, he getting the back end, too, on it?
Probably. He's made a lot of money off the last two. But I just wanted to point out, I don't know if Kara and Victoria realize, but Burgess Meredith, who played the Penguin in the 1966
show. His voice was
show,
in that clip. Yep.
Right. He's Mickey, the trainer of Rocky in the Rocky franchise.
Yes, he is. He's also dead.
I know that.
He had.
Thanks, Doug.
He had a great career. Well, he was a great character actor and one of those voices that you can never forget.
And also was the star of maybe the best Twilight Zone episode ever, about the librarian whose glasses broke at the end of that episode when the world...
You told me the Shatner episode was the best Twilight
that
Zone.
That was a great one. Listen, the Twilight Zone, in my opinion, was the greatest TV show of a series of all time. So there were many great classic episodes on that show.
All right. This is a classic part of the DJV show. Chucker and his movie news continuing in a moment.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about the Ego Electric Skateboard that not only boasts an 18-mile range on one charge, but is controlled with a Bluetooth remote. Lane Walkoff from Ego Skateboards explains how the Bluetooth works.
You turn on the board, and then you turn on the remote control, which is a wireless Bluetooth remote, and it has a slide that you slide forward to advance, and then you slide it back towards you to hit the brakes. Going downhills, having that brake function is a lot of fun. If you're bombing down a hill and it's steep, and you get going faster than the 13-mile-an-hour top speed, it's nice to have that brake function.
Check out unique.com for more on the Ego Skateboard. Unique is spelled UNEEC.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, Chucker, what other exciting Mondo Bizarro movie news have you got?
I don't know if it's exciting, but it's probably bizarro. Paramount Pictures made an announcement moving forward with a sequel to Coming to America, a 1998 comedy which starred Eddie Murphy. Now, they want Eddie Murphy back. He's not signed on. No talk of Arsenio Hall coming back to this sequel. But the question is, do we really need a sequel to Coming America 30 years later? I don't think so either. I mean, they've talked about a sequel to Beverly Hills Cop Part 4 for the last five years. Has not materialized, but I just wonder how well, I'm assuming Eddie Murphy has invested his money extremely well, because in terms of feature films, he really barely works. He made one movie 2 years ago called Mr. Church, a dramatic role. I like that movie, actually. It played in the art house theaters, but I think the public would like to see Eddie Murphy come back to do some comedies. I don't know if it'll ever happen, though.
Well, there was a piece I saw, the tribute to him when he won the Kennedy Center honors, and some of the great clips from SNL. Mr. Rogers is...
He's only 57, so he's young.
Yeah. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.